Good morning, everyone. As we continue our thoughts on the Haggadah, when we get to the Psukim of Arami Oved Avi, this is the key section in which we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We tell, using these Psukim, that were actually taken from the mitzvah of Bikurim. When a person would bring their own fruits, they would recite these Psukim of Arami Oved Avi. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayered Mitzrayma, that he descended to Egypt, and the Haggadah tells us, Anus Al Pi Adibor, like compelled by a divine decree. But Rabbi Twersky in his Haggadah suggests that there is another way to read this word. It means compelled, anus al pi adibur, by the word. And one of the commentaries explains that how does all of the Egyptian saga begin? So we like to think it begins when Yosef's brothers sell him into Egypt. They didn't like him. This whole idea that Pesach and the first night of Tisha B'Av are the same night, and we rectify that sinas chinam, right? We rectify the bad, the hatred in between the brothers and Yosef by inviting people in, called Dich v'Yosef v'Yechon. It's a beautiful idea. However, some suggest that the saga of Mitzrayim actually begins earlier. When Yosef goes to his father, Vayave dibasam ra'a el avihem, he brings bad dibasam, words, bad words to his father. He wanted to tell about the improper behavior of his brothers, and that conversation, those few words that he says to his father, ultimately results in their hatred, and then their selling, and then Yosef in Egypt. Everything else happens because of what he says to Yaakov. And had Yaakov refused to accept what Yosef was saying to him, who knows what would have happened? Not just was Yosef wrong in saying it, but was Yaakov wrong in accepting it? A wild, wild idea. The Chafetz Chaim so often in his Sefer on Lashon Hara talks not only about saying Lashon Hara, but listening to Lashon Hara. That number one, listening to Lashon Hara is a passive sin. And number two, when I listen to Lashon Hara, I am giving an open ear to the person who wants to say Lashon Hara. And here was a few words. Yosef says a few words, and yet Yaakov's accepting of those words ultimately leads to what happened in Mitzrayim. As Rabbi Twersky says, that we like to share, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. That's very wrong, he says. In the words of Chazal, the words, spoken words, can be even deadlier because they can harm from many, many, many miles away. As we sit around the Seder table, we're reminded of the fact that not only do we not speak bad of others, but that we can't listen to the bad of others. We can't listen to Lashon Hara. We have to be able to remove that, not just from so that we don't listen to it, but that we create a norm in our culture in which we don't even want anybody else to say it so that I have to listen to it. We want to create this place where we're positive, are we using positive speech with each other. Have a wonderful day.